And if you look at Sfirat HaOmer, it's pretty amazing to note that it's broken up into the lave, which is the first 32 days, and then we hit the 33rd day, which begins the second part of Sfirat HaOmer, which is the Tov part. And the lave Tov, the whole Sfirat HaOmer is all about acquiring that lave Tov as we come towards Matan Torah, which leads us to realize that we have just began the days of Tov, days of good. The 33rd word of the Torah is Tov, actually, 33rd word. And the gematria of Tov is 17, which is the last days, 17 days. So if you want to know why tonight's topic, which was, there was a sign on about it? Was there a sign tonight? Attaining the good?
No.
Right, there we go. That's why it's called attaining the good, because that's what it's about. It's about attaining the Tov during the days of Tov. There's actually a pasuk in Koheles, a very powerful pasuk. B'yom Tov, heyei b'tov. On a good day, be good. On a good day, utilize it for all of its good. If that's the case, we have to ask the million-dollar question, a very loaded question. What is the good? Should we stop here and let everyone do that for homework? But because I traveled to Bandwick, I want it to be for naught. And I'm going to tell you the answer. The answer of which Chazal writes in the Sefer Brachos. Ein tov ela Torah. There is no good except Torah. Torah is the good. How do we know that Torah is the good? Because the creator of the world said so. You know, when Hashem looked at the world, Hashem said, the world is tov la'ayin. And the world is very good. And then, we see he said, through the Navi, about something else, that it's very good. Ki lekach tov nasati lochem. I gave you a good merchandise, Hashem said about it through the Navi. Hashem told us through the Navi. Excuse me. My Torah, do not forsake. Hashem called it Tov to tell us this is good. And Chazal explained his words. Ein Tov, ela Torah. Many years ago, to be exact, it was the year Tavshin Samach. How many years ago is that? 24. Yeah? Yeah. 24 years ago. I was at a Shloshim. Tell you the date. Well, that's scary. No, it wasn't that. It was in Tishrei. It was in the beginning of Cheshvan Tavshin Samach. Gimel Cheshvan Tavshin Samach. I was at a Shloshim. Har Menuchas, for a great tzaddikus, who was nifteris suddenly. Rebbetzin Ellis, her husband, was the mashkiach of Lakewood East. His name, he should live really well, big tzaddik of Simcha Ellis Shlita. I was very close to him, so I went to the shloshim of his rebbetzin. And he said such a powerful thing there, that to this day, 24 years later, it's still resonating, it's vibrating inside. He said, you know, in the English language, we have so many words to describe something that we really like or something that's really great. We say, that was so awesome, stupendous, another big one, unbelievable, beyond. There's so many different words, enormous, fantastic, right? And he said, yet when God said about the world, he didn't say it was fantastic. He didn't say it was unbelievable. He said, it's good. It's good. If someone would tell you how it sounds, it's good. You'd be like, that's all? This is good? It was good. It was good. It was good? Yeah. Because if Hashem felt that's the best way to describe something that's really good, then that's what I describe it. And that's why he said about his wife. He said his wife was toiv. The best way to describe her. She was toiv.
That's how we translate tov as good. Maybe tov really means fantastic.
Ooh. Deep question. I didn't think about that on the way back in the van way. But I have your number so we can be in touch. It's one of those nights. Okay. So when we jump into our preparation before Matan Torah, we have to appreciate that these days are days of good because we're preparing to accept that which Hashem calls good. The truth is, this is the best preparation possible. But the only way to be mekabel, the very great matana of Torah, is for us to truly and deeply appreciate Ein Tov Ela Torah. Now, there's a story, I just saw it in my mind. I heard it over a few months ago. It's written in the book of Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zatzal. Rav Moshe Shapiro was a little boy, and there was a blackout in Panovich, and he was playing with his friends, laughing, and then there was a big tzaddik in the corner, who they later found out was Michta Meliyo, who was in the dark, saying over and over a chazal, singing a chazal. At first, the little kids were playing, but it was the funniest thing in the world. And they started laughing. And then he says, after a few minutes of listening, they all started crying. Very powerful story. All the little kids started crying, because they heard him. I don't know which chazal he was repeating at the time, but he was taking a chazal like this. In toi velo toiro, in toi velo toiro. Repeating it and repeating in the dark until it goes into his neshama. And it went to these boys, the neshama, and see who these boys became. One of them was Moshe Shapiro. Imagine a person comes over to you and he says, I heard that you're an investor. And he asks you, you know, he comes over to you, you're an investor. And he says to you, so I'd like some advice. What should I invest into? Can you guide me to make a good investment? Can you guide me to make a good investment? He says, so you say to him, sure, how much money do you have? So he says to you, how much money do you have? And you say, I don't have money. He says, what do you have? I have time. All I have is time. I have no money. Okay. So what do you want advice? I want to know how to make a good investment of my time. The only commodity I have is time. I have no money. I have time. Tell me. You're an investor. Tell me a good investment with my time. What's the good investment? What do you think Chazal is trying to tell us? Chazal is trying to tell us, you want to make a good investment. You're here for a certain amount of time. Everybody's got a certain amount of time in this world. I want to make a good investment with all the time that I have. They tell you, yeah, I want you to make a good investment too. Listen to the best investment you can make. Ein toiv ela toiv. The best investment that you can make is toiv. I mentioned last time that Maharsha Shiva, Michiel Peres Atzal, was nishter Kamal Aslan a few weeks ago, Chaf Hei Nisan. I've been speaking a lot about him and listening to his Hespedim about him, and then I listened to a Hesped that he gave just now about his Rebbe. His Rebbe Mufak of Aaron Cutler. It was the last Hesped that he gave. He gave every single year a Hesped on Rav Aaron's yard site. This year, Beis Kislev, Tav Shin Pei Dalet, Rav Yechiel Perry gave a Hesped. If you want to hear it, I have it. I have the Hesped. Very powerful Hesped. And he said about his Rebbe something that many have said, that Rav Aaron was Torah and nothing else. I'll tell you one story that he mentioned there. Agav, a very powerful story. Rav Aaron came to a parlor meeting in Queens by a Mr. Steinberg. Mr. Steinberg comes running out of the house, all nervous, because he sees that across the seat where Rav Aaron was supposed to sit at the parlor meeting was a Yid, who was Michal Shabbos, who didn't understand Yiddish, and he was sitting there right across from Aaron. And Mr. Steinberg was afraid of what would happen when Rav Aaron comes. He's not going to understand the word. Who knows what's going to be? So it was too late. Rav Aaron was coming up the steps already. Whatever it was, Rav Aaron sat down, and the Yid listened. The drasha was all about what Rav Aaron spoke about all the time. Torah, learning Torah. He spoke in Yiddish, a difficult Yiddish. The man didn't understand a word. The man gets up and says, Mr. Steinberg, where is your phone? I don't know, there's no cell phones. So he says, on the wall, you know, on the wall. Like that, and you just go around. I used to have one of those. And I was going up. Anyway, so in the kitchen, there was a wall phone. They hear him on the phone in the kitchen. Jack, I can't come in on the Sabbath anymore. What? Yeah, I can't explain to you, but I can't come in anymore. Now, Rav Aaron didn't talk about Chil Shabbos. Rav Aaron didn't say a word that he understood. He saw Rav Aaron, and he said, no more Chil Shabbos. My sister Shaya, my Rebbe said, okay. But that's not what I want to tell you. Rav Aaron, he said, was wanting Torah, and Torah, and Torah, and Torah. Not Torah, there was no there. It was just Torah, Torah, Torah. He said that sometimes when people come over to him, they're going through something difficult. So Maharsha Shiva, because he was so mushpa from an iron for the years that he learned by him, so Maharsha Shiva said that he tells Bachim sometimes, a Bachim came over to him recently, he doesn't know what to do about his family, has this issue, that issue. Maharsha Shiva said to him, he doesn't say this to everybody, but sometimes he'll say, you see the binding in between the two pages in the Gemara? You know what that's for? That's for your nose. He said, you just put your nose in there and don't take it out, and everything's going to be fine. I just thought it was very amazing because as I was writing this today, I was laughing just like you are, because it's classic Maharsha Shiva. You have to be able to hear him say it. So just put your nose in there and don't take it out, and everything else will be fine. You just learn. Don't worry about your family. You just learn. And not saying that's the answer to all situations. Maharsha Shiva was saying that sometimes you just tell the person, just learn. Anyways, so it happens to be that today I was just writing this, I remember that his son, my best friend, and Avram Peres, local Zunzai in Manal in Lakewood, he taught me a song from Moshe Yes many years ago. It was just very funny. Parenthetically, Moshe Yes has a song. That's why Jews got big noses, to put them in the five books of Moses. Anyways, so we have to hear that song. But I've got to hear it. I've got the what page are we on in the Siddur book blues. Anyways, fine. So, Rosh Hashiva once told us, I remember this like yesterday. There's a balabas that learned with him every day, not every day, maybe once a week, a Baal Tshuva. There was a Baal Tshuva that used to learn with him. This Baal Tshuva said that he works very hard all day. There's stress, there's difficulties at work. He comes into the Beis Medrash, as soon as he opens the Gemara, all the stresses of the outside world just fall. Rosh Hashiva said, when he said those words to him, that the meaning of Tehillim just popped out of the page. And he was like, that's what it means. Torah Hashem Tanima Meshivas Nafesh. When you learn Torah, it just calms your soul. Now, Rabbi said, we could all be zeichet to this. The Torah says, V'somachto b'chol ha'toyv, you shall rejoice with all the good. Says the Mefarshim, it's going on Torah. What's b'chol ha'toyv? Says the Arachayim. It's Torah. Sha'atoyrah koyleles kol ha'toyv ha'sheba'olam. Torah includes all the good of this world. Anything that a person is yearning for, he'll find it in Torah. You want happiness. You want menuchas nefesh. Ein toiv ela Torah. You know what we're in now? We're in the days of toiv. The days leading up to the day that we're going to receive the toiv once again. There's no toiv like Torah, but I want to tell you a story that's a medrash. The story is as follows. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Melech Olam. Bari nefashas rabbis v'chatsun olam. Kol ma'ashem rasa. La'achiyos pan nefesh kol choy. Baruch chay ha'olam.
Amen.
That wasn't the story yet. Rav Chizda, Rav Chia, was walking with his Rebbe Rabbi Yechanan. They're walking a field, and Rabbi Yechanan says, you see that field over there? That vineyard? I gave that away so I could learn. Rav Chia says, what? See that? A whole field? It's a huge field, yeah. He gave it away so I could learn. And Rav Chia starts to cry, to weep, copious tears. He says, Rebbe, you gave away so much for Torah? And Rav Chia looks at him and says, what? What's the problem? I gave away something that was created in 6 days for something that was given in 40 days. Why is that a problem? And the Medrash says, on this, the Pasuk in Kehelas, in Yitin ish kol hoin beisai, bavosai oisa, boiz yavuzulai. If a person will give away all of his treasures of his house for his love for her, for Hashem, for Torah, people will disgrace him. What are you doing? People will say. And the Medrash says, and remember to explain, this is going on. Reb Chia, we can't understand even slightly who Reb Chia was. And yet Reb Chia, on his Madrega, didn't have the level of appreciation that Reb Chizda had, Reb Yechon had, of Torah. So, relative, commensurate to Rabbi Yechanan's level of Ahavas HaTorah, it was considered me'ein like a disgrace to him. Meaning, he couldn't understand it. He couldn't fathom it. Rabbi Yechanan said to him, why are you crying? Rabbi Chia said, how could you get away so much? He said, it's Torah. That's Rabbi Chia, who we can't have even the slightest hasagah Rabbi Chia, without even a drip of a drop of a drip. Can you imagine us? You have no sheikhs to their level whatsoever. That means to tell us that every person in his own madrega has a level of appreciation of Torah. And the job in life, every year, as we come towards Shavuos, is to grow in our appreciation of what Torah is. And the bottom line is to understand one thing about Samachta b'chol ha'toif, that Torah is toif. That's everything. Greatest yom tov to everyone.